All right, next up, we've got Entropic Pincushion. And, you know, I tried to write my review while the song played, and I wrote, "My mind lurched as it tried to weave the arbitrary collage into some kind of cohesive whole, and I started to falter. But then I heard my own voice, as if in a dream, and my attention snapped back, and I endured the rest of the trial." This song was a trial. I'm not pleased that I endured it. But yeah, I got to experience what I think Fluffy was going for, which is like, you know, a blipvert ingestion of 1,000 song fight winners.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's barely... look, music has no rules, so you're calling it a song. Fine, it's a song. But all it is really, it's a clip show. It is, hi, here are all the songs that won, which is more than 1,000. And then, you know, we're going to throw them all together one second at a time and then make a bunch of people listen to that. And it's not great. I mean, Songfight has a tradition of these types of tunes. There used to be a group called Chop Shop, which was run by a guy named Eddie Bangs, which did a lot of taking bits and pieces and throwing them all together in a musical collage. But this is not fun to listen to.
Yeah, I think sort of in the kind of experimental tradition, I'm not sure that this accomplishes a whole lot. I don't think it's all that much of a statement. I mean, you think about things like John Cage and Steve Reich and stuff like that. It's like their stuff, you know, would you kind of, or even like Glass or stuff like, you'd get sort of into this groove or this vibe, or it'd sort of transform you. You could kind of, but this one, it's just a little thing. Wouldn't it be neat if we did this sort of a deal? And it must have taken a long time to put together, I figure, is my guess. I'm not sure, but I would imagine it would. But, you know, just listening to it, I listened all the way through during the listening party, but at every subsequent play, I just skipped it because my time isn't worthless. And I think if you listen to the first like 10 seconds, then you get the idea for the whole song. So it's just, it is what it is. Yeah, not a big deal for me.
If I know,
I love avant-garde stuff. I mean, I endure avant-garde. Like, I can listen to someone ripping pieces of paper at different volume levels, and it could be cool and bring you to another place. This didn't have that kind of creative drive that it needed to have, other than I wanted to put a piece of 1,000 songs together. It didn't have something that gives it that creative oomph.
You know, I suspect Fluffy is a very good computer programmer, and I suspect she wrote the program to generate this song in less time than it's taken us to talk about it.
Oh, okay, then let's move on.